Greetings and welcome to Unifor Podcast, where members talk about issues that are important to us. Mainstream media decides what stories to report on and the information we rely upon to formulate our opinion. The purpose of the Unifor Podcast is quite simple, to give you the news from a worker's perspective and tell you the stories that are important to you. Today's podcast is being recorded at the Family Education Centre in Port Elgin, and the topic is Union Communications. This week we talked to our members about union communications and asked them why communication was important to the labour movement as a whole, what media their local unions were using, and followed up by asking which media was the most effective way to communicate with our members, and why. We think you will find their responses interesting and hope this will help you and your local union formulate an effective communication strategy that will strengthen the labour movement. On this beautiful sunny day in Port Elgin, I have three special guests with me in the studio, Dennis, Armand, and Jose. Today we are going to talk about communications from different perspectives, the perspective of a member, leadership, and communications. Dennis, from a member's perspective, what do you think about communications?
Communication is the number one problem with any organization. How, when, what? Most elections are on the platform of better communication with the membership and others. Locals has to change with the times to new communications by better use of Facebook, tweeting, websites, podcasts, and many others. La communication est le problème numéro un avec n'importe quelle organisation. Comment, quand, quelle? La plupart des élections sont la plateforme de meilleure communication avec les membres et les autres. Les sections locales doivent changer avec le temps pour une nouvelle communication grâce à une meilleure utilisation de Facebook, tweeting, podcast et bien d'autres.
Armand is the chairperson at Dakota Integrated Systems in Windsor, which has approximately 200 members. What resources and challenges do you have when it comes to communications?
Older members want leaflets and newsletters. The younger generation want instant communication on Facebook. We try and accommodate everyone. On Facebook, it's not uncommon for a member to go home on a Friday night, have a few beers, and then post a very negative comment. Don't be surprised if this comment is not posted or is deleted. If the comment is posted, give leadership some time to answer it. Don't expect an immediate response at 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
Jose from Local 1285 is a member of the Local Communications Committee. As a union communicator, what message do you want to get out to the membership about union communication?
I think it's important that membership has realistic expectations. Our leadership is very busy and don't have a lot of time to communicate. When they do, we need to amplify their message and encourage others to get involved. If you're going to post a comment, remember, it's public and assume the company will see it. Take some time to think about what you want to say. It's okay to disagree, but please keep it respectful. The last point I would like to make, we highly recommend all our members sign up for the Mambo and Gibbs communication course in Port Elgin. It's highly recommended.
Well, folks, there you have it. Union communications certainly has evolved over the decades, and we have more options than ever before. It is important we embrace these communication tools effectively. Our ability to improve the lives of our members and society hangs in the balance. That's it for this podcast. We hope you found this week's topic, union communications, to be interesting, and we use some of the ideas and concepts we shared to improve how your local union communicates with your members. If you'd like more information, have a question or comment, you can email me at education@unifor199.org or message me on Facebook. This is Peter Scott from Unifor Local 199 signing off. Have a great day.